It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Towards the end of his life, Ludwig van Beethoven created some of his most intensely emotional music. A British Beethoven scholar thinks she can explain the composer's motivations and help solve a puzzle that stumped experts for centuries. In her new book, Beethoven, Life of an Artist, Susan Lund thinks she has enough evidence to positively ID the immortal beloved, the woman Beethoven wrote a passionate three-part love letter to, which was found among his personal papers after his death. Lund also believes pieces like the Missa Solemnis and the Hammerklavier Sonata were written out of Beethoven's grief over his separation from his secret handicapped son, whom he never met, and as consolation for the boy's mother, who was trapped in an unhappy marriage to another man. The author maintains that Beethoven's love was Antonie Brentano, an aristocrat who'd been married to a man she didn't love at the age of 17. She's convinced that her handicapped son, Carl Joseph, was actually Beethoven's child. Susan Lund's book, Beethoven, Life of an Artist, is out now. An excerpt from a largely forgotten Italian opera that Franz Liszt began in 1849 but never finished will finally get its premiere this summer. The Liszt opera, based on a work by Lord Byron, sat unnoticed in a Weimar Germany archive for almost 200 years. David Trippett, senior lecturer in music at the University of Cambridge, discovered it there a decade ago and has spent the last 2 years working on the 111-page manuscript. A 10-minute scene from it will be performed this summer. It's music born of great ambition, and it sounds like that, Trippett wrote in an email, saying that he heard glimmers of Wagner in it. A critical edition of the first act of the opera called Sardanapalo will be published next year. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ, Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.